And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 6th of August, 2010. It was on this day, in a speech in Congress, 1964, Senator Ernest Greening of Alaska said, "All Vietnam is not worth the life of a single American boy." He was pleading for Congress to oppose further escalation of the war. But the very next day, Congress passed the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution, authorizing military action in Vietnam. Ernest Greening, one of only two senators to oppose it. The other was Senator Wayne Morse of Oregon. It's the birthday of the man who wrote, "'Tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all." And he also gave us the couplet, "There's not to reason why, there's but to do and die." Alfred Lord Tennyson, born on this day in Lincolnshire, England, in 1809, whose epic The Lady of Shalott was very popular in his day, based on the King Arthur legends, which began, "On either side the river lie long fields of barley and of rye, that clothe the wold and meet the sky, and through the field the road runs by to many-towered Camelot." Author of many poems, still popular today, "Tears, Idle Tears," "Crossing the Bar," "Break, Break, Break," whose masterpiece may have been his poem "In Memoriam A.H.H., an elegy for Arthur Hallam, his best friend from college days, who was engaged to marry Tennyson's sister and died suddenly from a brain hemorrhage. Tennyson was grief-stricken over it for decades and published his poem "In Memoriam A.H.H. in 1850. Alfred Lord Tennyson, who said, "There lives more faith in honest doubt, believe me, than in half the creeds." It's the birthday of the man who discovered penicillin, the bacteriologist Sir Alexander Fleming, born in Lochfield in Ayr, Scotland, 1881, who once said, "A good gulp of hot whiskey at bedtime, it's not very scientific, but it helps." Here's a poem for today by Ken Wisner, entitled "The Gardener," for Kit. You get down on your knees in the dark earth, alone for hours in hot sun, yanking weed roots, staking trellises, burning your shoulders, swatting gnats. You strain your muscled Midwestern neck and back, callous your pianist's hands. You cut roses back so they won't fruit, rip out and replace spent annuals. You fill your garden dense with roots and vines, and when a humble sprout climbs like a worm up out of death, you are there to bless it in your green patch all spring and summer long. Hose like a scepter, a reliquary vessel, you hum through the dreamy wilderness, no one to judge, absolve, or be absolved, purified by labor, confessed by its whisperings, connected to its innocence. So when you heft a woody, brushy tangle, or stumble inside, grimy, spent by earth, I see all the sacraments in place, and the redeemed world never smelled so sweet. A poem by Ken Wisner, "The Gardener," from Anything on Earth, published by Hummingbird Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts, in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.